I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are
a Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special, and I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My sincere condolence for my very dear listeners on the month of Muharram, month of sorrow, month of Shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to your own show, Muslim Lady from IRIB English Radio. I'm Farman Ali Masumi, and with me, my wife,
Razia Najafi. I'm here. As we have discussed before too, that the women of Karbala, the ladies of Karbala, some of them, they have played their vital role before the event of Karbala. And we have discussed about them. They were Daylam and To'a and Maria. Yeah, and there are so many others. And some of them, they have played their role inside the Karbala. And there are some other ladies. Their role is also very, very vital. That is after the Karbala, you know, even after. Like, I remember Durratu Sadaf. She was a young lady in her teens. And the moment she hears that the caravan of Karbala is passing away from my town, my city, you know, she started a big campaign. She gathered, you know, girls, like more than 70 girls, and she asked them that let's attack on Yazidi army and take the heads of martyrs of Karbala from them. But unfortunately, she couldn't take it because there were so many enemies, and she couldn't definitely fight with them. Therefore, she got martyred. So that martyrdom is after the event of Karbala. And one is inside the Karbala. I just wanted to really, really discuss about it, is the family of Jundab. You know, I love Jundab bin Ka'b. He came with his son and his wife. And his wife's name was Buhriya or Bahriya. I like it. Because, you know, the way we were talking about Umme Wahab, the same story is about Bahriya. Bahriya, when she sees that after the martyrdom of her husband, yeah, she has only one son with herself, and his name was Amr. And she got this grief of, you know, losing her husband. But still, she is sending her son Amr and asking Amr to take a permission from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he sees that Amr is coming, you know, for going towards battlefield, what Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he never says, you are so young, you cannot fight, you know, you are not maybe
unable to fight with
exactly
the enemies.
Yeah. Imam doesn't need him, you know, but even although he's only maybe 9, but still Imam is not talking directly to him. Imam is saying to Ashab that tell his mother that, you know, you need him after the demise and martyrdom of your husband. But Amr, he listens and he says, Yabna Rasulallah, my mother has sent me, my mother. And when he fought very bravely in the battlefield of Karbala, again, the same thing, enemies, they did. Yeah. They threw the head of Amr towards the mother. And mother was so much brave, you know. She came out, she took the one stick from the camp and
yeah,
she started to fight. Yeah. She killed two enemies.
Strange.
Of army,
yeah,
of Ibn Sa'd. And according to one history, you know, the way she threw the head of his son Amr to one of the enemies of Umar al-Sa'd, and he got killed. So she killed three enemies. That is amazing.
Yeah.
After the demise of her, not only her husband, but also her son. Like, she's Zawjatu Shaheed, Ummu Shaheed. Yeah. Amazing, amazing bravery we can see in the land of Karbala. Karbala.
So our women, we should learn from these beautiful examples how to defend Imam of our time.
Yeah, nowadays, unfortunately,
Vilaya.
Yeah, our aim is just, you know, how, what can I eat? What can I wear? Why she said this to me? Why that? You know, everyone is bringing that to, you know, their wives. Why my husband is not? You know, we are in a very cheap kind of,
things,
you know, circle.
And material things.
Yeah, always thinking about very, very low and cheap
even
things.
Our pious people only, they focus on their, you know, ibadat and or their, you know, fasting, praying, reading Quran. They think this is enough, you know. But it's not.
You know, we have to go beyond those ibadat and we have to be active in our society and we have to show Islam by our amazing akhlaq.
Yeah. Imam of your time.
Exactly.
Vilayat of your
How
time.
Can we defend our Imam nowadays?
Nowadays, there are a lot of chances, you know. The true message of our Imam, if you spread in the people, that is the defending of Islam and defending of Imam. It does not need that you take guns and swords and go and fight against, you know, the enemies of Imam.
So what is the message
By
of
your
Imam?
Heart, message of Imam is the message of Islam.
Exactly. There's nothing new.
Nothing new.
The same thing is continuing.
Or all Aimma from Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam till Imam Mahdi ajallallahu ta'ala farajah sharif, they have one message. That is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To guide these people towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To invite the people towards the nearness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which gives, you know, all the best qualities. If you walk on this path of Sirat-i-Mustaqim, then all these dirtiness of this material world, it will go out from your body and you will become pure towards this.
So if you allow me, I would love to talk
Definitely
about
our
lady.
Listeners also.
Yeah.
Will.
After the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, you know who's she? She belongs to a tribe. You know, her name has not been mentioned in the history, but they say a lady from tribe of Bani Bakr bin Wa'il. Yeah, what happened? And I remember the story of Hafhaf too. Hafhaf was one of the Sahabi, yeah?
Yeah.
He reached to Karbala after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein.
He
was there, Hafhaf.
Yeah.
And this lady, she was among the army of Umar al-Sa'd. She was among the Yazidis, enemies of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She didn't know that after the war of Karbala, they are going to attack the tents of, you know, Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, Lady Zainab, and other women and children. So when she saw, when she observed that how cruel these Yazidis are, they're not finishing, you know, whatever hatred they had in their hearts, still they are continuing their oppressions against the Imam Hussein alayhi salam's family. So she stood up. You know, and I love the way, I truly love the way, you know, the slogan was, La hukma illa billah li saratir rasul. Like she's saying, they are the family and blood of Rasulullah. How come you are attacking them? You know, she's the daughter of Rasulullah. She's the daughter of Fatima al-Zahra. Again, it shows her ma'rifah, you know, her knowledge and wisdom about those family of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Again, here we can see that whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides the people who have a pure heart. Who have a glimpse of light in their heart.
Amazing point.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala
Amazing
guides
point.
Them. Yeah.
Because, you know, by these kind of connection, we feel that, if I have that pure heart, the door is still open. I can become Husseini even now.
Sins you have committed, but the door is always open in front of you. So we can see a lot of examples like this.
Please send any suggestion, any idea to our email that is englishradio@irib.ir.
Okay, let's end over this beautiful program by mentioning a very, very beautiful and important
character
of this story of Karbala, Ummul Baneen, the wife of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, the mother of Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas alayhi salam. She has played a very important role to spread the message of Abbas alayhi salam, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the message of Karbala and message of all this history of Karbala alayhi salam.
I like the way she used to sit in the center of the city, like the graveyard of Baqi means like nowadays a mall or, I don't know, a very famous roundabout, you know, like downtown.
The city, yeah.
Yeah, the center of the city. Like everyone can observe and see her. And she was to sit there. And sometimes, again, like Umm Rabab, how she was displaying her room without roof, you know, something tangible. She's also displaying by making four graves. Like just a sample of grave, yeah? She used to make four graves, and then she used to talk to those graves. And one is a big grave,
yeah,
which is Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Exactly. And what she used to say, she would say, أولادي ومن تحت الخضراء كلهم فداء لأبي عبد الله الحسين. This shows the utmost, the peak of her knowledge and wisdom and devotion towards Imam Hussein alayhi salam. She would say, who are my sons? My sons are nothing. You know, whatever is here under the skies, under the heaven, all the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can be sacrificed for Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Yeah. Because Hussein is the spirit of this universe.
Yeah.
And we are like a body. We are nothing. We have to sacrifice ourselves for our Imam.
Yeah. Another one incident that when Bashir gave the news of shahadat of her sons, one by one, she never cried. History says, when Bashir gave the news of shahadat of, you know, her four sons, she never cried. She never said, she was all asking always about Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein, how is Imam Hussein? This is a beautiful example, you know. And unfortunately, nowadays, our ladies, our women, they are a little bit jealous about their, you know, the son of their husband, you know. But you look at Ummul Baneen. Imam Hussein is not her son. Imam Hussein is son of her husband, but the respect she is
it's a good
having
point,
for
yeah.
Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
She's not looking Imam Hussein as a, you know, ordinary person. Yeah,
yeah.
Therefore, mashallah, very
when
good.
When Bashir gave the news of the shahadat of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then she said the beautiful poetry and she started crying, that all the people of Medina, they were, you know, crying with her.
And I love this point that, you know, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, we know her status is so high. But look at Lady Zainab. The way she is giving that honor and respect to Ummul Baneen is something truly awesome. Like, according to history, Lady Zainab salamullah alayha, she went herself to meet Ummul Baneen, you know. Even when they were in Medina, in special occasions, Lady Zainab used to go. Like, this is the status of Ummul Baneen, that Lady Zainab used to give her the role of status of mother.
And Hazrat Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas is representing, you know, her beautiful knowledge. Even historians say that Ummul Baneen was an alima, you know. And she says about Abu al-Fadl al-Abbas that Inna waladi al-Abbas zakka al-ilma zakka.
Subhanallah.
Like a pigeon gives to its, you know, chicks the food through his
beak.
Yeah, beak. Like that, I have given this, and you know, ilm and knowledge to Abbas alayhi salam.
So she's saying,
she's given knowledge.
Yeah,
definitely.
I have heard that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he says that, you know, I'm Babul Ilm, and I have given my knowledge to my son Abbas directly from my mouth.
Some riwayat says that Ummul Baneen said like this, yeah.
Astonishing.
That much she had knowledge. And it is not very, you know, far away because she was living with Imam Ali alayhi salam, the Babul Ilm. So
yeah,
she has the knowledge. She got this knowledge from Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it is possible.
So our salams on Sayyidatu Nisa il Arab, Umm al Baneen, the mother of Abbas, the flag holder of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Salamullahi alayha. We have to end here. Thank you so much. I hope our listeners also have benefited from this discussion. Until our next program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Okay, I truly enjoyed our discussions, and I'm 100% sure because of these great ladies, these loyal companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, I hope our listeners, they also enjoyed a lot. Thank you so much for being with us. Fi amanillah.
Who is the lover? Allah. Who is Ar-Rahman? Allah. Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illa Allah. Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.